when Margaret came in to talk to me after you had all been talking at the history discussion group about how downtown used to be, one of the things she'd said to me was, we were talking about how, and I can't remember it clearly enough, but something about money traveling across the ceiling in Newbury's. And that just seemed really exciting to me.
Well, that's how it did travel, and it traveled really rapidly. Yes. Several of the stores had, they didn't have what we know as cash registers, counters today. They had offices, and the money went to the office. The office at Newbury's was clear back in the corner, and the girls sat up there very high, was very high. And this wire ran straight up to that office, and it flew. When it went, it flew.
The clerk put it in a little container.
Some kind of gadget.
Yeah, like a... Yes. It was in that tube, wasn't it?
Yes, twist it.
Yeah, put it in this, like
it operates on a... just like the banks do today when you go into a drive-in.
Put the money in it and screwed it back on, then it, on the wire, it flew it right back up to the office. Then they make the change, and then they fly it back to you, and then you'd unscrew it and take out the change.
Yeah, a wire from each counter where they worked that went into that same central office. And the wires, you had to make sure they didn't cross any place. They were either higher or sideways, but they weren't in the same place.